Stand by in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Women on Deadline, a podcast created to unite and energize female storytellers. I'm Sierra Starks.
And I'm Carolyn Hall. That lovely voice you just heard counting us into the show is Cassandra Webb, a special projects producer from Fox 40 News in Sacramento, California.
Okay, first things first. Remember, we have partnered with Rocks Jewelry this summer. They are owned by a female boss. Her name is Taylor Watts. Now, at Rocks Jewelry, you can find more than just jewelry made out of high-quality materials. There are other things like coffee mugs, t-shirts with powerful and empowering slogans, and also home decor. And her company gives back to charity in the process. So check her out at RocksJewelryShop.com, RoxJewelryShop.com. And again, you can find that link in our show notes. So today we are talking about mentorships, which if you don't have one, get one. Advice.
It's a necessity.
That it is.
It really is. I feel like the mentorships that I have definitely shaped my career thus far. And I am super, super grateful for them. And what we wanted to do for you guys was to give you just a quick guide to making your mentorship count. I am also all about alliteration, so there are a lot of M's in here.
What would you do without M's? I'm not sure. Just like, what would you do without a mentor?
Right? Exactly.
Right, so, yeah, because mentors, they change your career trajectory. It's kind of like choose your own adventure, where you're in control a little bit, but you're also being very carefully guided as you kind of chart your career path.
Yep. So three things to make your mentorship count. Number one, if you want longevity, mentorships take work, and that is from both parties, right? If you are an aspiring mentee, you have to go out and find a mentor. That takes work. Once you get a mentor, you definitely need to keep putting in the work. To me, I treat it like any other relationship that I value, where you're checking in, you are asking questions, you are making sure that person is holding you accountable.
Yeah, that give and take is super critical as far as, you know, navigating what that relationship looks like, but then also, like, is it going to be a weekly check-in, monthly check-in, or on occasion check-in?
And if you are the mentor in that situation, I find it helpful to, like, A, know if you want to be a mentor, right? And B, knowing if, like, now is the time for you to be a mentor. Like, I can think of a time in my life where I was, like, absolutely too busy, right? Like, I felt like work was consuming me. So for me to have, like, a dedicated mentee at that time, I would not have given them my all or as much as I could give them at that time. Like, I could not put in the work during that time. Now, listen, I am free as a bird, so.
So, you know how to reach Sierra.
Right, if you want a mentor.
I would highly recommend her, by the way, because she takes this shit seriously.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like she will be all in, which is what you need, right?
That is what you need. Like, if you, and I say you treat it like any relationship you have, because, like, you know how that feels if a friendship falls off, or, like, some relationship you thought was, like, special or coveted falls off. Why? Right? So making sure that each party puts in the work is definitely key to making your mentorship count.
Right. And it isn't something that can be forced. It just has to be, you know, just kind of somewhere deep inside where it's like, I want to see this person succeed. Or, you know, the mentee is just like, I sincerely want to achieve, like, great heights and great things.
Yeah. All right. Number two, knowing what you want out of the mentorship is key. And I'll give an example. So when I was making the transition from women's magazines to local news, I took it upon myself to find a mentor in the business that I wanted to be in, because the mentors maybe that I had in women's magazines were maybe, like, good for that part of my life and good for the goals that I wanted to achieve in like that sector. But I was moving into a totally new field and needed someone who already knew how to navigate that landscape. So, I mean, I'll shout my mentor out all day, Scotty Williston. She is a veteran in the TV news business. She was the CBS bureau chief in Egypt who told the world that Egyptian president Anwar Sadat had been assassinated in 1981. So like Scotty's like on her stuff all the time. And even now that, you know, she's been my mentor for years, I still check in and I, you know, she's like, now she's like my life coach. So we've transcended.
Oh, I love it.
Right. And my motto is like, Scotty's always right, because the advice that she's given me through the years, if I've taken it, I've only soared and only excelled. So, but I had to find her because she was already in the space that I wanted to be in. And I was very strategic and specific with what I wanted for that place in my life.
Yeah, and I think it's really helpful to be intentional in that way and kind of looking to people whose work that you admire and whose values mirror yours and whose ethics mirror yours or what you want them to be is really critical to, you know, just kind of pursuing that person that you think will be able to help you out the most. And typically that person, whomever it may be, is very interested in making sure that the next generation of storytellers is, you know, well equipped to succeed.
And so what's funny is that even, you know, now I'm like back behind the camera or whatever, and I'll like still show her my footage. Like, I don't, you know, like I don't need Scotty's approval, but
that's but so I'd, fun though.
Yeah, but like I still appreciate her feedback totally. And then the fact that one of the videos that I showed her, she was like pleased with. I was like, "Oh, okay. we're doing all right in life. Scotty approves."
Oh, I love it. That's so good. You know, just hearing you say that kind of makes me like, or reminds me that it's like very goal driven. You know, like if you can attain their satisfaction or like just like reach their level of like, you done good, you know, it's like, oh, so satisfying, right? I'm happy for you.
Thanks, Boo. So Carolyn, question for you. Have you been intentional about your mentorships as well?
Yes and no. I organically came into a mentor-mentee relationship when I interned at CNN in Boston. It was a summer internship, and the gentleman who took me under his wing was Bob Crowley, and that guy is just freaking phenomenal. He taught me about the MPPA. He taught me about storytelling. He taught me about like visual storytelling structure, and I learned all about, you know, live shots, like National Network live shots. So he was really phenomenal with introducing me to this whole other world of visual storytelling that I hadn't really intentionally been exposed to before. And that opened up the door for me to essentially where I am right now, which is vice president of the National Press Photographers Association, the NPPA. I think another valuable experience that I had while interning under him and with him as my mentor was he empowered me to take the internship into a space that I just kind of organically kind of took it, which was I wanted to take everything that he was teaching me and turn it into a story.
Oh, that's and awesome.
Yeah, it was really great, and I would highly suggest and encourage other folks who find themselves in similar circumstances to take it upon themselves to basically kind of almost create a capstone project or like a personal project where they can work on the skills that they're learning from the mentorship and try to deliver something specific for the mentor where they can critique you and give you honest feedback in a safe environment to help develop your skills. So that was an exercise that just kind of, I organically was just like, hey, I'm going to try this and I'm going to do this and let's just kind of see what happens. And Bob was very kind. Let me just put it that way.
Kind to the intern. Nice.
he was very kind in his feedback, but I learned a lot. You know, and he's just, I check in with him from time to time, like every couple of years or so. And he's just still the most phenomenal person and good-willed and good-natured person. And he's a, you know, remains a fantastic storyteller. So I will say that currently I'm in need of a new mentor. And that is where I think I've been lacking with, like, I haven't prioritized that, especially like with my new business situation. So it's, maybe I should put a call out for, you know, mentors right here, right now. Like, hey,
if you're looking, you know where to find Carolyn.
Like, if you're looking for a project, I can be your project. But no, I really need to do the work on my own too. So there's that.
So number three in your guide to making your mentorship count is to, I think, recognize that mentorships are not one size fits all. I feel like sometimes we base mentorships or the thought of what they should be off of maybe what we see on TV. Maybe you're like hoping this person takes an older sister role or like a second mom role. Maybe you're hoping you guys talk every day, you text all the time. Because maybe somebody else told you that's what, you know, they do with their mentor. But I firmly believe that it's not one size fits all. Like, Scotty is the mentor who maybe I have that relationship with, but I also have other mentors that, I check in with like periodically, right? Like we know what's a good synergy in terms of like, oh, I haven't talked to such and such in however many months, like, let me check in. And then, you know, I love that, like, you have a male mentor, Carolyn, where, like, so do I. And so there's just, like, something to gain from that kind of relationship than there would be for, you know, the whole female mentor, female mentee. So yes, I would firmly believe that you don't have to, like, idealize what a mentorship is. It should just be what works for you and that mentor.
Yeah, for sure. And there, in my experience anyways, like, there can be these relationships that kind of develop that may even be kind of unintentional too, that they just kind of organically kind of come to pass. I am mentoring a former student of mine, and she just kind of like came out of the blue, nowhere. I never would have really expected her to reach out to me to ask me for advice on occasion. And it's gotten to the point now where she and I are meeting several times a year, and I'm trying to help her out, and I'm trying to encourage her with her visual storytelling. And I'm like, when I have opportunities with my business, I try to, you know, make sure that she's involved somehow. I think that there are also programs out there that are specific to like, hey, this is a mentorship program and this is our intent and we want you to sign up. And so there are programs out there that are deliberately trying to pair mentors and mentees to create this dynamic to help, you know, propagate, you know, the passing on of education and information and expertise from one to the other.
And what I like about programs like those is, like, you know what you're getting into, right? Like, you know there is this next generation, former generation of people who want to give back to the next generation. So I think that's awesome. And Carolyn, that's a good transition, because next up we're going to hear from a woman who believes in mentorships just as much as we do, so much so that she has a whole website dedicated to them, Katie Hawkins Garr.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Katie Hawkins Gar is a journalism consultant and freelance writer. She is also the founder of Digital Women Leaders. Welcome to the podcast, Katie.
Thank you so much.
So jumping into it, what is Digital Women Leaders?
Yeah, Digital Women Leaders is a website, which you can find at digitalwomenleaders.com. Super, super easy to remember. And it is a project that essentially connects women in journalism. If you are a woman in journalism, you can sign up for a one-on-one 30-minute free coaching call with, I think now I have 70 coaches on the site, other women working in journalism. So yeah, it's been around. We launched the site in May 2018. Since then, it's been a huge success. Literally hundreds and hundreds of women have participated in these coaching calls. They can talk about whatever they want. I think it's really great because journalism, like many industries, there's a lack of mentorship opportunities for women. You know, there aren't enough women in the highest ranks of journalism. So if you're looking up at whatever company you're in and you're trying to find a mentor, it can be tough to do. So this site is one way to sort of solve that problem.
To you, what is a mentor?
A mentor is someone who is offering advice and support. I think mentors can come in lots of different forms. For example, with this site, it's a pretty like one-off, you know, opportunity. It's just one conversation, although that I have heard stories of people who have had one of these one-on-one phone calls and then they've stayed in touch with their mentor over time. But a mentor can be somebody who, you know, basically believes in you and is willing to offer their advice and support and help you rise up in your career.
Got it. And you mentioned that, you know, you guys are making connections on Digital Women Leaders. Have you found that, I mean, it's only been like a year and a half or a year and a couple months, but that these are continuing relationships that are happening?
It totally depends. Some of these are one-off conversations. You know, someone is looking for advice on a particular topic. They come to the website and you see all these beautiful faces. You see all the coaches, and under each of their headshots and titles, they have a variety of topics that they could mentor on. So somebody might be like, oh my gosh, I have a potential negotiation coming up. I'm looking to talk to somebody who can help. So they might scroll through the site. That might be a one-off conversation. Other people, I've had conversations with women about burnout. That's one of the topics that I mentor on. And I've kept in touch with them over time because we wind up having a really like fruitful discussion. And I feel invested after that 30 minutes and I want to know how they're doing and I want to follow up. So we stay in touch over email. We do follow-up conversations, etc. So it totally depends, but it makes me really happy when those phone calls lead to something greater.
Absolutely. So can you give a good example of a mentor you've had and why that particular example like really hits home for you?
Yeah. So I think one of my best mentors in my career, she actually started as a mentor and then sort of made the shift to a sponsor, who's somebody who, in addition to kind of giving you advice and whatnot, which a mentor is known to do, a sponsor also sort of like pushes you to have bigger opportunities, you know, recommends you to other people, etc. But the person I'm thinking of, her name is Lila King, and she was my boss when I worked at CNN. Back when I was a young 20-something and wasn't entirely sure what I was doing, Lila saw things in me that I didn't even see in myself yet. And she, I think, I don't even know that I knew the term imposter syndrome at the time, but I think she saw that. She was like the voice to sort of help combat that imposter syndrome. So she would give me advice on how to handle a big presentation. She would encourage me to raise my hand for bigger, better opportunities at CNN. She'd be the person I would talk to when I wasn't sure how to handle a management situation. She was really amazing and did so much for me in terms of confidence in my career that I have tried to take that spirit with me throughout the rest of my career in helping other women.
Sometimes I feel like this business is so competitive. It's sort of, you know, whoever gets the bone first. Why is having someone like that sort of take you under their wing just incredibly important?
I think it's important just because of that perception. I think, you know, you can enter a competitive field like journalism and think you are on your own. And when there are generous people willing to reach out and tell you, you're not on your own, I'm here, I'm in your corner, I'm willing to help you, it just makes it such a friendlier place to work. It's hard to work in a competitive environment, and I much more prefer to work in a collaborative way. So, and I have found in the work I do, so Digital Women Leaders came out of a project I do at the Poynter Institute, the Leadership Academy for Women in Media, and each academy class is 30 women, and they spend a week together getting leadership skills and whatnot. And at the end of the week together, I see these cohorts built, and these women are so generous with each other, and they help each other in their careers. And it's so encouraging to me because I'm like, maybe journalism isn't as competitive and like cutthroat as we thought, or at least there are people out there who are very like generous with their time and willing to help each other. And that is just incredibly heartening to see.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, these women have been sort of waiting for this sort of opportunity for a really long time.
Absolutely. Sometimes in the room when they all get together and are able to spend a week together, it feels like everybody's able to take a breath of fresh air and just, you know, it's like a deep sigh. You're like, okay, oh wait, we're on the same team. We all want the same things, right? And that feels really great.
So I'm going to ask you a question and I'm going to see if you agree or disagree.
Okay.
I believe mentorship works both ways. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. I found through doing these coaching calls that I get just as much out of them. And I've heard that from the other coaches on this site. Sometimes hearing the things that people are facing or they have questions about help you see your own problems in a new light. And then also sometimes when you're able to offer advice, it makes you realize, oh, I'm more knowledgeable or I'm more of a badass than I realized, which is really lovely. So yeah, definitely works both ways.
Yeah. Sometimes we all need that little reminder that we're like a badass. So
yeah, I think it's also really important on both sides to remember that no one ever has all the answers. People might act like they do, but they don't. And like, that's another thing I really love about mentorship. Especially within an organization, if a higher up is humble enough to admit that, like, I too have struggled with this, or I, you know, didn't know the answer to this, and I had to figure it out, here's how, that can be so enlightening for people lower in an organization to realize they're human too. They worry about these things too. They didn't have the answers at one point either. So that's another reason mentorship is really, really important.
Yeah, true. And just a sidebar, bosses who apologize, like, and are able to just admit that they've done wrong somewhere in the equation are literally godsends.
Yes, I know. I love them. And I honestly think it makes them better leaders. I think it makes people respect that. And but it's hard to do. It's hard to when you made a mistake.
Yeah. So if I want a mentor, besides, you know, going on Digital Women Leaders and finding someone who sort of has the answers to the questions I have, maybe what's What's the best way to like dip your toe in, hey, I want a mentor?
Yeah. So it's hard. You can't just sit around and like wait for, you know, a mentor to come to you. That's like, if you wanted to date, you never like put yourself out there, right? So, you know, I think it starts with invite, you know, someone you admire, maybe asking them for coffee or sending them an email, having that initial conversation. I think you have to remember that it is a two-way relationship. So in addition, if you meet with somebody and they're able to give you advice and whatnot, follow up, say thank you, you know, ask them, is there anything I can do to help you? Too often I see these sort of one-way mentoring relationships, and then you'll see people frustrated and they're like, how do I find a mentor? Why am I not having any success? But it's not, it's a give and take relationship. And I think that's really, really important.
Yeah. And I think that strengthens the relationship if it is give and take and it's not all just one sided.
Absolutely. Sometimes mentors, you know, even if the conversation is, you know, how can I help you? The mentor might say, do you have any feedback for me? You know, people who really care about mentoring want to be helpful mentors. They want to give good advice. So even just giving them feedback and saying, this was particularly helpful, or I really appreciated, you know, your advice on X, Y, and Z, that's super helpful feedback.
Yeah. So as a mentor, what's some advice that is either your like specific rule number one for your mentees, or is advice that you give all of your mentees no matter what? Do you have some of those or one of those?
Yeah, I think before a mentorship conversation, identify what you want to talk about, you know, in particular with Digital Women Leaders, we're talking about 30-minute conversations. There's only so much ground that you can cover in 30 minutes. So I think having two, maybe three big topics that you want to cover and knowing exactly what questions you have around those topics are super helpful. You know, a little bit of preparation ahead of time goes a long way. That way you're not wasting your mentor's time and you're getting what you're looking for out of that conversation. And then also what I mentioned before, the follow-up is really important. I think after that conversation, following up with your mentor is just good courtesy to say thank you. But if you're hoping for that relationship to continue, that's how it's going to happen.
I feel like a lot of women are like, I want a mentor, you know, but really honing in on, you know, what it is that you want this mentorship to look like, right, will definitely benefit you in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah. I also think it's beneficial to sort of challenge your notion of what a mentor looks like. I think when we imagine, like, I want a mentor, we think, I want, you know, the woman CEO to pay attention to me and choose me as her project and give me all the, you know, all the answers to being a successful woman. Reality is, I think even your peers and, you know, people who have very similar jobs at different organizations, they could also be a mentor because they might be approaching very similar problems in a different way and be able to show you a different way to approach things. There's also that two-way mentorship. You could be a mentor to someone who's also a mentor to you. So really, I think if we have a narrow view of what a mentor is, then it can seem like there aren't enough mentors out there. But I'm surprised how often even people who don't work in journalism can be really great mentors because they can have an entirely different perspective on problems.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
What I liked best about what Katie had to say was everything having to do with basically like her overarching theme of pass it on. And it's about making sure that other women are having access to this kind of a service. And so much so, if you go to her website, she has this whole page dedicated to, want to steal my idea? Please do. And she lays out the steps, like, and what you need to look for and know about and just, like, take into consideration so that you can also find success. And I thought that was really special, and it's something that you don't normally see with other projects, where it's like, no, really, I want you to continue this, and I want you to spread this love and make sure that other women have access to this kind of a service, because it's important. So I thought that was really, really sincere and genuine of her, and very giving. It actually kind of reminded me of the podcast Call Your Girlfriend, and one of their phrases that they've coined is shine theory, and where making sure that other women shine just as brightly as you do, because there's no room really for putting other women down. It's all about trying to uplift each other. And Katie's experience and her website, to me, was very reflective of shine theory and making sure that her work is being passed on to others.
Yeah. So the host of Call Your Girlfriend are Anne Friedman and Anima Tussaud, and the whole shine theory practice, like Carolyn saying, was like committing to collaborating with women rather than competing with them. Right. So like I don't shine if you don't shine. Right. So even in mentorships, I want to take as many women as I can with me to the top. And I think that Katie is also trying to practice that as well.
Yeah. Like when you asked her, like, why is a mentor important, you know, and she was basically just going on saying that she doesn't like the competitiveness and that she prefers a collaborative environment. And to like, that was one of the staples that she said during her interview with you, was that, you know, it's not about trying to best another individual. It's not about trying to, you know, it's not cutthroat. It's very like, no, we're all in this together, and the sum is greater than the one, I guess, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And even that she pointed out that like your mentor doesn't have to be like 30 years your senior. Your mentor can be your peer or someone around your own age, because I don't know if anyone else has had this experience where maybe someone new comes into the newsroom, or someone new comes into the circle, or someone new comes into the fold, and it's automatically like, oh, she's here to take my spot. She's here to, you know, like all this stuff. And it is like maybe this like cutthroat aura, but then maybe once you get to know her, or once that barrier is broken, like you guys are best friends. And it's like, why hasn't this been like this the entire time? And I know I've had experiences like that. So that's why even like moving forward, I just try to like keep the shine theory in mind of like, you know, I don't shine if you don't shine. And like, I need you to know that, girlfriend. Like, like I need us to be on the same page about this. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that outward communication, it doesn't even have to be spoken. It can just be, you know, through acts, you know, actions speak louder than words. Right. I also liked what she had to say about it. You know, it's not necessary that you would even have to have somebody mentor you who's in journalism or in visual storytelling. That can be someone outside of that has a perspective to offer that is very different than your own and can help you think in ways that you haven't thought about before. And, you know, that could be another avenue of growth as well.
I like it. So final thoughts, Carolyn?
Oh, man, final thoughts. I need to find a mentor.
I think those are our final thoughts. It's like we have put the call out for both mentors and mentees. So let's keep the train going. Call us if you're interested.
Yeah, I think my final takeaways is that I would encourage you to not be afraid to reach out to somebody who you admire. Because the worst thing that's going to happen is that they're going to say no. And honestly, like, that is not the end of the world.
It's not.
And your professional development is absolutely worth it. And your career is worth it. And you should go for it.
Yeah. Maybe that's goals for like all of us this week, is like, it's find someone who you think, hey, I've been wondering, could you be my mentor? And just see how it works.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. This means I need to take our own advice. And that'll do it for Women on Deadline, a podcast created to energize and unite female storytellers. I'm Carolyn Hall.
And I'm Sierra Starks. Now remember, we have partnered with Rocks Jewelry Shop this summer. You can find more than just jewelry on their website. There's also coffee mugs, t-shirts, and home decor. RocksJewelryShop.com. RoxJewelryShop.com.
And special thanks to Cassandra Webb, special projects producer from Fox 40 News in Sacramento, California, for counting us in and out of show. Be great, Sierra.
Be great, Carolyn.
Out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice job, ladies.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.